Robbo, love talking bowls with you, mate, rather than that other bloke that's usually on.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's out of sight and can't hear this, so that's good. Yeah, appreciate that. Hey, the state championships are on, Bendigo East, and how's that been going?
Been going fantastic. Surprisingly, the weather's kind of held off. It can get a bit cool this time of year. I don't think we kind of had the success that we're used to in Bendigo Campaspe region, but today and tomorrow, so there's still plenty going on.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us some of the highlights so far from what you've been able to glean.
Well, from a local point of view, I think this is a great story. So we've got Nick Darrell and Max Rowley. They played yesterday in the last 16. So father and two sons, you know. They all played in a premiership at South Bendigo together. So they played against a really strong rink, Matt Flapper, Peter Lowe and Brad Pavey. These are all very class bowlers. Some have played for Victoria and Australia. So a fantastic effort to make the state championships, make the last 16 and playing a cracking game. That was fantastic. What's been interesting about these championships is live scoring. So there's been a lot of live streaming, and so you can go to the Bowls Victoria Facebook page and watch a lot of games. But if you don't actually have time to watch, they've been doing some live scoring like cricket and other sports and footy. So that's been fantastic. It's been a great innovation for bowls, so that you can, in the past, and certainly in pennant, you only know the final score, but to get progress scores, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it gives you a real sort of feel for how the game ebbs and flows as well.
Yeah, it is, and sometimes you just don't have time to sit down and watch the stream, or the games are not being streamed at all because there's multiple games on at the same time. So the fact that you can just get on your phone and check the live scores are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. So one of the great things I think about the sport, and you mentioned there the Rowleys, is that you can compete at a really high level between generations as well. Unlike, you know, a football or something like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's from 10 to 100, you know. If you can get on the green, you can play. So it's a great generational game. It's a skill-based game. Not a lot of physical activity required. So it's a fantastic sport, and I think it's great that the state's best bowlers get to come and play on some of the best greens. We're blessed in Bendigo to have such great greens.
Yeah, you mentioned, I want to just pick you up on one thing there. You mentioned if you can get on the green, you can play. I guess that's not talking about standard, because you have seen me on the green, and I think it's still fair to say I can't play.
Yeah, well, that's true, but you just need a bit of practice as well, Robbo. But if you haven't taken up the sport, barefoot bowls is a great way to get involved and just take it up and see if you like it or not.
Yeah, well, we've tried that. We tried barefoot drinking with a bit of bowls thrown in. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's a great social sport, lawn bowls. There's plenty of time to talk and have a yak and just get to know people. And coming out of COVID, we really missed bowls in the COVID and that networking that local sport does for you.
Yeah. You mentioned the greens, and we're blessed with them, but of course, blessed, it takes a heck of a lot of hard work. What is it? Is it a combination of our climate and, of course, the expertise of our greenkeepers?
Yeah, spot on, Robbo. The climate's good for growing grass, basically. It gets warm enough. We have nice, quick green, and we have some of the best greenkeepers in the state. So you'll find that the greens in the northern part of the state, so above the Great Dividing Range, run really well and quite quickly, whereas the climate's a bit cooler south of the divide. They tend to run a bit slower. It's more enjoyable to play on a quicker green than a slower green. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they produce some pretty good grass up around Mildura too, I believe. But I don't know how the bowling situation is there. Anywho. So, listen, what happens after the championships then? What's sort of next in the season, in between seasons? Where is it at?
Yeah, we're kind of between seasons. Coming up after this is the State Pennant Championships up in Moama. So that'll be fantastic. So South Bendigo won their third Bendigo Pennant in a row, so they'll be trying to get that elusive state title. The first year, they didn't get a chance due to COVID. The second year, they basically lost by a shot against Melbourne. Melbourne are qualified for that again, so should be interesting. I think South can go really deep in that, if not bring back the state title. The last Bendigo club to win the state title was Bendigo East back in 2010-11, so they're not easy things to win. And then after that, as I told Mark about this, there's a Victorian Indoor, so qualifying all over the state. And if you get to progress, you get to go to Broadbeach and play up there. I think Victoria's got 12 men's spots and 8 women or something like that. And I've entered Robbo. I don't know. I'll put leave in for Broadbeach. I'll put the leave in, but that leave application, let's be honest, more than likely need to be cancelled.
Well, you know, God loves a trier, Adam, doesn't he? So there you go. Good luck with that.
I am trying. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, I know. A couple of my wives have said the same about me. Hey, mate, always good to chat, and thanks very much for joining us on the Sideline View.
No worries. Thanks, Robbo.